Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. I got an email or something on my phone, and I did one of y'all surveys for a Dyson vacuum. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Okay, it's 79413. And my name is
413.
And it's Stephanie Fuentes.
Yes, ma'am. Could you spell your last name?
F-U-E-N-T-E-S.
And that's F as in Frank, U N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E S as in Sam.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. Could it be under a different name?
Try Trevino. T-R-E-V-I-N-O.
Would that be the last name?
Yeah.
Same first name?
Yes.
Is that Stephanie, like S-T?
E-P-H-A-N-I-E.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do you have the last 4 days of a card that was charged?
4959.
Yeah. And was that done on today?
Yes, like a few minutes, maybe like about 20-30 minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am. With that zip code and that last word is of the card, I don't see any accounts for Stephanie underneath either one of those last name.
But y'all just pulled money out of my card, and my thing is I supposedly won the Dyson vacuum, and all I had to pay was just shipping fee was a total of like maybe like $6-7 maybe, and it pulled out $14.99, and then it tried charging me another $89.99 that I didn't have in my card. And like I don't, if it wasn't the $5 or $6 that I had to put in, I mean, I just want my money back, like especially knowing that I didn't win nothing.
Yes, ma'am. So usually those are going to be contest entries for those products. It's different places that's advertising those contest entries.
So however, how would I get a hold of them?
If you already have your charge, you would probably have to contact your finance institution.
Okay, and then they'll tell me how to go from there?
Yes, and they'd be able to give you a direct merchant number.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.